Teachers' unions in Connecticut say the state should put stronger protocols in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in schools. If they don't, they say schools should go fully remote through January. WSHU's Davis Tunovan reports.
Don Williams is with the Connecticut Education Association, the state's largest teachers' union. He says schools in the state need more consistent protocols.
That means knowing what happens when there's a positive case, what the response is, the contact tracing, having teachers and staff involved in the process and decision making.
The state lets local officials decide whether to use remote learning. Teachers' unions say all but one of the state's eight counties have virus levels high enough to require remote or hybrid learning under state guidance. But many schools continue to hold in-person classes full time. Williams says teachers would rather stick with in-person education.
But a pandemic raises other problems. As the virus spikes up statewide, we have to be mindful that the virus can spread through schools and into our communities. And when we can't stop that or we can't uphold these standards, then we need remote education.
Governor Ned Lamont and the state's education commissioner say schools aren't a major source of COVID-19 transmission. Lamont says the state enforces precautions like social distancing and enforced mask wearing in schools. And they're giving schools thousands of COVID-19 tests per week. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.